Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The legal wrangling continues over whether the one-time head of the Irish mob in Boston, James Whitey Bulger, will get a court-appointed lawyer as he has requested. For now, his attorney is the Boston lawyer Peter Krupp, assigned as a public defender to the case last week. Krupp and federal prosecutors will meet today to try to reach an agreement under the order of the federal judge. Then there will be a hearing on the issue on Wednesday. It's only after Bulger gets a permanent lawyer that he can be interrogated by authorities, and then the question will be, will Whitey talk? WBUR's David Boeri joins me now to look at why Bulger might or might not want to cooperate. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
David, I just mentioned the process of assigning a public defender. That's coming up. Why is this an issue?
It's an issue because the federal government protests the idea that he is filing as an indigent because they found $800,000 just last week at his apartment. Judge Wolf, who will be presiding over this case, Mark Wolf, has indicated, though, that since they took the $800,000, Bulger doesn't have it, and so, therefore, it would appear that he is indigent, and as in other cases, he seems to be favorably inclined to have him represented by a public defender.
We're hearing reports over the weekend that Whitey Bulger is already cooperating. He's already talking. What are we hearing about that?
That's right. He turns out to be chattier than a single guy that's just been moved into assisted living. He has been talking to everybody, apparently, sort of along the lines of, oh, yeah, me and the missus drove down to Tijuana to the border, and we went across to a pharmacia to get my medications. You know, you don't need a prescription there. And then we came back using fake IDs. By the way, this was known already. I tracked that down in 2000, looking for him in that area for that very reason. They would love it if he would start talking more about his 16-year vacation and where he's been and what he's seen.
Given the serious charges that he's facing and his age, he's going to be 82 this September. It seems unlikely that he'll ever walk the streets again. What might be his motivation for cooperating with authorities?
Yeah, that's right. He is either going to die in the can or he's going to die on a gurney with a needle in his vein. And so he perhaps wants one possibility. He avoids the death penalty. Two states want him, Oklahoma and Florida, to execute him.
Because the federal charges don't carry the death penalty. Those are the state charges.
That's the charges here in Massachusetts don't involve the death penalty, but they do in the states of Oklahoma and Florida, and they would like a pass at him. But there's something else about this guy. If you saw him in court in either California or Massachusetts, this guy is alive. He's no slouch. He's standing straight in the courtroom. He looks animated. The one thing that drove Whitey Bulger throughout his life was settling scores. He was all about settling scores. And if you remember the gruesome details of the murders, he loved to torture people as well. After he went fugitive, he called John Morris, who was the corrupt FBI supervisor, over the phone and said, "If I'm going to jail, you're going to jail as well." Morris had a heart attack afterwards. He loves torturing people, and the kind of torture is slow torture. He's back, and I think he's intent on settling scores.
So the cooperation would be possibly to settle scores?
If there's anybody he feels betrayed by, he has the perfect opportunity right now. And those people include FBI people that he thinks did not stay loyal to him, that ratted on him, or the mobsters. Patney is a guy still living in Southie who is pretty nervous now because James Bulger knows whether Patney committed murders or not, and he can say it, and the feeling is he has a reason to say it.
Mm-hmm. One last question about Bulger's girlfriend, Catherine Grieg. She faces a charge of harboring a fugitive for being on the run with Bulger for those 16 years. She faces 5 years in prison if convicted. Does she have information that prosecutors might want in exchange for leniency?
Yeah, there's three things that she can do, potentially. And by the way, one important thing here is most of the families of the victims, nobody is talking about trying to make her pay. They don't seem to hold her accountable for what happened. There are three things that she can potentially offer. Certainly, she can say where they've been. That would allow investigators to kind of close the loop on all this. She may well be able to say where he stashed the money. They'd love to get more of that money to reimburse the feds for paying for his costs. And the other thing, and also perhaps most important from a criminal standpoint, she can say who helped them, what officials helped them, or what other people helped them and harbored them on their way.
Interesting stories ahead.
They are.
Thank you very much, WBUR's David Boeri.